Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Horticulturalists at the LSU Ag Center's Hammond Research Station are on the hunt to rediscover underused landscape plants that have performance potential in Louisiana. This new program is called Plants with Potential. A core component of the program is offering plants that can be propagated without any restrictions. Increasing numbers of newly developed varieties on the market carry invention patents, which can be costly to wholesale growers. Plant species or varieties selected for the program currently have limited or no distribution and little use in the state, but evidence suggests they have excellent landscape performance potential in our challenging climate. This program is designed not only to increase the awareness and distribution of these plants, but also to get them into the retail markets as well as the home gardens. Pictures and additional information on each plant can be found by following the LSU Ag Center's Hammond Research Station on Facebook. The first plant in Plants with Potential is the variegated Ganges primrose. Brightly variegated foliage is topped with light lavender flowers reminiscent of foxglove. This is a spreading plant that makes an excellent ground cover. Growing only 12 inches tall, it can spread 24 to 36 inches. The rounded leaves provide a unique texture when planted in full sun, but the plant also does well in part shade where the variegation can break up the shadows. Next is the Philippine violet. This tropical plant returns each year in our trial beds at Hammond. It can reach 24 to 36 inches tall and wide and is used as an attractive summer hedge in some locations. This selection produces 2-inch white blooms with lavender stripes. It is a late bloomer, waiting until September and October to put on its show, but the unique flowers is well worth the wait. Grandpa's pumpkin patch lantana has vibrant flower clusters in shades of orange and dark yellow that bloom from spring to frost. This is a larger lantana that makes an excellent background in any planting. Next is the bell pepper basil. Yes, it really does smell and taste like fresh bell peppers. The leaves of this basil are dark green and leathery, and the plant makes a beautiful ornamental specimen in the garden. This plant could be used as a border as it only grows 12 to 18 inches tall. The next plant in Plants with Potential is the Rebel Child Salvia. It was a chance hybrid between the Henry Duhlberg and the Cedar Hill Salvia. It can reach 24 to 36 inches tall and is a vigorous bloomer from spring through the first frost. The bloom is bluer than its father, the Henry Duhlberg, and is an excellent pollinator attractor. Rebel Child is one of the toughest salvias you can plant, and we even had some return after two floods last year. Next is the dwarf light blue porterweed. This dwarf form of porterweed grows only to 24 to 30 inches tall and wide. The compact, bushy growth habit is much more suitable for small gardens and commercial landscapes. The small flowers are considered light blue by some, but lavender by others. Use this plant as a bed border, and you will be amazed at the number of butterflies and other pollinators that you will attract to the garden. And lastly, the white-flowered Ternaria. This is an upright, white-flowered species of the tropical shrub Ternaria. Large white flowers with golden centers bloom mid-spring through fall atop dark green leaves. Flowers open after sunrise and close before sunset. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.